welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, in studio, not with Nick Morissette, but filling in for Nicky is the handsome and talented Tyler B. Webb. Tyler, good morning.
Thank you, Todd. It's awesome to be back. It's been a while. It's definitely been a while.
Tyler is my senior law clerk here at Levitt Law Firm PC, located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And for those of you that are longtime listeners, you know who Tyler is. For those that do not, Tyler is a certified major law clerk. You do a great job, T. Webb.
I appreciate it. I had some good tutelage. You taught me everything I know, definitely. So appreciate that.
Filling in for Nick Morissette today, and you're doing a great job so far. Let's get right to it. This is the day and weekend where everybody heads back from traveling, driving, flying, cars, buses, trains. How was your Thanksgiving holiday with the family?
It was good. First year, I haven't had a home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. We actually had our Thanksgiving catered this year, so that was a little different, but nonetheless, it was good to see family.
Catered, that's a great idea. Why go through, but it is traditional, mom, grandmas, aunts, some uncles, sisters will, and I don't want to just say the women are the only ones that do it, but traditionally, at least in my family, my mother used to say, and grandmother, stay out of the kitchen.
Right. Yeah, it was definitely different. I think that my parents just got a little lazy this year, but it was pretty good. Kroger did it. They did an awesome job. I would recommend it to anyone that can't cook. My family, obviously not very good cooks, but how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was epic as always. Good to see the family. Nobody fought. I try to avoid conflict when I'm with
right.
the family.
Right.
Because nobody knows how to pull someone's strings better than family.
Absolutely.
So I just, this was the first year I didn't say, it's hard to imagine this, I didn't say a word.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, family, when you get everyone together like that, it definitely can be hectic, and I've experienced my fair share of family drama on Thanksgiving, so glad we avoided that this year. Hear any crazy Black Friday shopping stories?
I'm so exhausted from receiving emails from some of the stores where I purchased products throughout the year. When I go to a store now, and I'm not going to say them on the air,
right?
There's only one or two stores that I'll name them. Kohl's. I love Kohl's Cash, and I like Dick's Sporting Goods, J Sporting Goods, but Dick's and Kohl's, I got bombarded by Kohl's about 6 to 8 emails a day leading up to Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, and it seems like every year the Black Friday sales are starting earlier and earlier, so is it really Black Friday, or are we having a whole week of sales now? I'm not really sure how it's worked.
I would like some cash coupons without first having to spend $500 to get $10.
Right, yeah.
Hey, how is that a deal? Spend $500, we'll send you a $10 coupon. Yeah. How about send me a $50 coupon before I spend $500?
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Incite you to come in the store, absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. But we do have a huge show today. You're filling in for Nick Morissette on this beautiful weekend here. And by the way, if you're missing any portion of this show, you can always tune in to iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud and catch all the previous episodes. It's free of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We're going to be talking about, T. Webb, liquor licenses in the state of Michigan and how to avoid consequences of negative employee actions and just everything there is to know about walking into a store and purchasing liquor. Great information.
Absolutely. Lots to come on this segment.
We're going to have another weekly cannabis update later in the show.
That's a huge, huge part of our show. Cannabis, love cannabis, everything about it. We have to continue to educate our listeners because it's coming, folks. It's big in Michigan right now.
It is huge, and we talk about it every week. In fact, last week, I announced that in 2017, sometime the third or fourth week of January, I'm putting on a huge seminar here in Mount Pleasant with an attorney from Colorado, and she's been on the front lines fighting the good fight in Colorado since day one. She's coming here to speak on banking laws, how the banks and federal credit and the credit unions are going to handle all the cash, if they will at all, and how to operate the business of cannabis successfully.
Oh, wow.
So keep an eye out on this station and on my website, centralmichiganlawyer.com, for more information, and I'll announce that later on.
Absolutely.
But cool. Hey, look, I have an issue.
What's going on, Todd?
Okay, so I knew I knew my mother and family would be coming over to the homestead.
Okay, so enlighten me. I'm very intrigued.
And I'm a guy.
Keep it clean?
Well, I try to keep the house clean. I think I'm pretty good about it. I mean, I always keep the bathrooms clean, the kitchen clean, because if somebody comes to your home, how your bathroom and kitchen is will reflect upon you.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Back in the day, well, you're in college.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't speak to how my living situation is, but I know my parents' house always keep the bathroom and kitchen clean.
I was a Sig Up. I announce that all the time. Sigma Phi Epsilon, big fraternity. I lived in a fraternity house off campus here at Central Michigan University. And I'm going to tell you, there was not one type of detergent, I don't care if it was made of Dow Chemical or anywhere in the world, that would clean our showers.
Oh, man, I believe it.
I never knew a shower could look so green, gray, and blue like it was at the Sig Up house back in the 80s.
It's a learning experience, though.
It was thick. And all the pledges, all the new members, not one pledge class could get those showers clean.
Well, I'm sure they tried, but, you know, at some point in time, it's just too much.
So, obviously, a couple weeks ago, and we celebrated this last week on the show with Ted Nugent's Fred Bear, was opening day for rifle season.
Okay, yep.
And so, this past week, I wanted to go out, a couple buddies of mine, we got some farming property that we have permission to hunt on.
Okay.
One of my buddies called me up and said, "Hey, Todd, you coming out with us today?" And we don't like to hunt in groups because it's safe, but we'd like to, well, safety is always first.
Right.
Well, there
right.
was just going to be three of us, and we were on hundreds of acres, so it's fine.
Okay.
And we always watch out for, you know, other individuals who may be out there hunting.
Right.
You want to always keep each other safe.
Right, right.
Keep your, and wear the proper clothes. But anyway, long story short, my buddy calls me up and he says, "Hey, Todd, you coming out with us this evening?" And I said, "No, I can't. I have to dust the house." and I'm going to tell you something. I have taken so much flack because I'm a guy who will dust the house. Can you imagine, you know, a lot of our friends and clients, I mean, we represent, you know, iron workers and men and women who work in the factories, you know, whether it's Mobark or Bandit, great companies, or Brown Machine, or anywhere throughout mid-Michigan or the state, you know, coming home after work when the wife says, oh, hi, honey. Women don't talk like this.
Right.
This is my best woman impression.
Honey,
are you going hunting today? Fishing? Are you going to work in a pole barn? Well, honey, not really. I thought I would dust the house.
Dude, what winning man, you award there.
I'm man enough to say I had to dust the house.
I commend you for that, Todd.
But here's the problem. Okay, I'm going to ask you right now. Okay, if you had to dust your apartment, what would you use? What would you go buy? I had no idea.
Pledge, right? Isn't that a dust? I think Pledge is the one of the things you can buy. Maybe a rag. What's the things you use when you're trying to reach?
Yeah, they have little colors on the end.
Yeah, I can't think of it. It's failing me at the moment. But dusting, nonetheless, probably something that should be done more often than not.
Dusting.
I have bad allergies, so my mom was always trying to dust. But
my sister Lori, she's the greatest cleaner. She's neurotic about cleaning. So she'll come over, watch the dog, and she'll dust the house.
This is the best house guest to have.
Right. But I felt it was my obligation to dust the house. But to be honest with you, I had no idea where to start.
Yeah.
My friends, you know, they wanted to go hunting and I'm dusting. But I'm man enough to admit I had. But can you imagine? I want all men out there next week. When you come home from work and your wife says, or your girlfriend, or your loved one says, "Oh, hey, honey, you going to work in a pole barn this evening on whatever you're working on?" No, sweetie. I think I was planning on dusting all at work. I thought about dusting when I got home from work.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe I'll do that when I get off, you know, get back today.
But I agree with you. There was a little white handle, and at the end of it was almost, they look like feathers.
Yeah, is it?
And you
maybe it's just called a duster.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We need some women out there. If Nicki Morissette was here, she would know.
Yep.
I did dust. Want to hear how I dusted?
Yep.
Okay, this is probably wrong, but I took paper towel. I wet the paper towel, and then I just wiped things down.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure.
But that was wiping, not dusting.
That's true. Did it look better than before? Did you see
improvement? It wasn't that bad to begin with because I keep a clean house.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But I. it reminds me of the song Dust in the Wind. Do you know that song?
I do not. I think I'm too young.
Dust in the Wind. I can't sing.
No, that was pretty good.
All
that was pretty
you need
good.
Is dust. Sing with me. In the wind. Anyhow, hey, if you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and yep. I'm joined by
Tyler Webb, senior law clerk, Levitt Law Firm.
Future lawyer Tyler B.
Can't
Webb.
Wait. Yeah, well, there
as
we
in
go.
Britt Webb, named after your father's first name.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, so we're going to talk about liquor licenses when we come back from break. We have a United States
update.
Of Weed update.
Yep.
And more about dusting. In fact, I'm going to call my sister after this break.
Yeah, we got to get some information about that.
I see dust in the studio here. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
No, I mean, come on, really. And if you're just passing through, traveling on your way back home, have a safe holiday.
Absolutely.
Travel back home.
Yeah, lots of people traveling on this Sunday. If you're listening to us and just happen to catch us, well, I'm glad you're with us. You can catch us on iTunes if you don't get to finish the show. So check us out, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. So we go out of range before you get to catch the rest of the show. Log in, like us, and let us know what you think.
That's great advice, T-Web. Quite often, people will just tune in and say, well, who are they? What are they talking about? Well, I'm an attorney out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I do practice from, I would say, Lansing all the way to the top of the UP.
Yeah.
I get calls to do drug cases, drunk driving, probation violations. I do all misdemeanor and felony cases, probation violations, driver's license restoration. I specialize, because you're part of the firm, in cannabis, the business of cannabis. So if you or someone you know is interested in going into the legal business of cannabis and you're looking for representation, this is one of the few shameless plugs I give out. My firm does represent and will consult with individuals and corporations that are setting up and looking to obtain licenses and maintain a successful business with compliance issues and everything else. So feel free to give us a call. Talk to Jackie or Dawn at
989-772-6000. There we go.
Hey now.
Always have to help out our listeners.
Absolutely.
Anyone that's looking to get involved in the movement or anything like that, good place to start is, giving Todd a call. He can get you set up with everything you need. That way you avoid the law.
Exactly. And if you're complying, you have nothing to worry about.
Right.
And that's something that I specialize in regards to the business of cannabis, is making sure that those clients of ours are going to be in full compliance with not only the statute, but all the regulations. See, right now what's happening, folks, is Lara is putting the marijuana board together, which is five members, and they're creating regulations that will govern everything.
Right.
So that's it.
A lot of people, too, when they're in violation of these laws, they didn't know that they were in violation of the law. So one of the biggest things is making sure people are informed. That way they know how to comply. Because a lot of these people that get in trouble, they think they're complying. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. Well, then, they get raided and that kind of stuff. So
exactly. And that's something that... It's all about compliance. If you're doing nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about.
Absolutely.
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 I'm getting phone calls on the phone right now.
Okay.
Karen called me.
Okay, nice.
So big shout out to Karen.
Oh, absolutely.
And her family, wishing them a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I hope it was awesome.
Absolutely. So, look, let's talk about liquor licenses.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because back in the day when the 18th Amendment came about, which was basically prohibited the consumption or sale of alcohol, there was a lady who got life in prison for violating the law. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, alcoholic beverage regulation holds a unique place in both American, Tyler, and Michigan history.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And again, has been the subject of not just one amendment to the Constitution, but two.
Right. The 21st repealed the 18th, which allowed liquor, alcohol to be sold again in the United States. That was a crazy time, it must have been. I can't imagine a world where alcohol was illegal. I mean, it seems to be, unfortunately, in some circumstances, such a big part of the world today.
The same could be said about cannabis.
Right, and it's kind of starting to be a similar type of movement on the, you know, other end of the spectrum.
Possession of even a small quantity of alcohol back during Prohibition was a felony, and wow. Michigan's strict laws gained national attention on October 28, 1928. Etta Mae Miller, great lady, was arrested for liquor law violations after she allegedly, get this, sold 2 pints of moonshine whiskey. And Miller became the first woman, folks, sentenced to life for alcohol-related offenses wow. under the state's criminal code. It was a life for a pint law. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
Can you imagine if you got caught selling a gram and you got life in prison for
right.
a gram? First of all, don't sell anything illegal.
No, exactly.
We're not advocating that. But how many people do we represent who get
right.
busted, which is ridiculous, for less than a gram?
No, that's insane. I can't believe. And another thing that's great. Didn't you tell me or I heard something about a hotel in Clare that is subject to some of this mobness with the liquor?
No, that was the Doherty Hotel. Apparently Al Capone, the Doherty Hotel, great hotel up in Clare, great family, great place.
Yeah.
At any day of the year to go to the Doherty. And I believe Mr. Doherty, if I'm staying that name. By the way, I'm 3% Irish.
Oh,
did I not show you my DNA results?
That and it goes right along with our segment right here, because the Irish love to drink. So.
I now have a reason to drink because I am officially 3% Irish. My DNA came back and I cannot wait for St. Paddy's Day. But the Doherty Hotel, there was a shooting there. Someone got killed.
Maybe a connection.
All the gangsters from Chicago. I hate using that word gangster.
Right.
All the gentlemen from Chicago used to come up with a purple gang from Detroit. So.
Nice.
But by the way, Etta's case, the Michigan Supreme Court reversed it. Thank goodness.
There we go. Finally.
In 1930.
There we go. Oh, and then I think the liquor or the mandate was repealed. The 21st Amendment was in 1933. So. I mean, hopefully, once it was repealed, they would have, you know, freed her anyway. But I have some interesting facts about some common violations that people get into with the liquor license. Apparently, and this is a newer one, you cannot give away liquor or alcohol as a part of a promotion. So if Buffalo Wild Wings wants to do a promotion, they can't give away liquor and say, like, free beer if you order 10 wings, but you can give away 10 wings if you order a beer. So they do it so you can't give away alcohol is part of promotion, which I think is kind of interesting.
Here's something for the college kids. How many of us have, back in the day, and you're currently a CMU Fire Up chip student?
Fire Up.
Yeah, Fire Up. How many of us went to a keg party and bought a cup for $5?
Right.
Illegal.
Yeah.
You cannot resell alcohol, period.
Yeah, that's a big thing, too, in college campuses.
Big that happens time often. Violation of
yeah.
the law.
Yeah, that's huge. Another thing is becoming more popular at a lot of these breweries is called growlers, and it's like beer to go cups, and that's a whole separate license that you have to obtain in order to be able to sell liquor or anything to go, which I thought was interesting as well. And another law is 17-year-olds must be accompanied by a parent after 9 p.m. But the law did say they leave that up to local municipalities to kind of enact stricter laws or do what they want. So a lot of it's led up to the local municipalities.
There's over 16,000 retail licenses in the state of Michigan, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
And isn't it something, whereas there's only so many per township or per city, right? It's competitive based. You can't just, and not anyone can obtain these licenses.
It's per population. I don't specialize in liquor control violations, although I've received phone calls in the past, and most businesses are not faced with serious implications caused by one act of an employee. But however, though, a business with a liquor license can face an abrupt change in fortune, guys, while serving a lengthy suspension of the license or even a revocation.
Oh, absolutely.
So you
absolutely.
Have to be really, and the common violation is where somebody sells to someone who's underage.
Right. And they, you know, when going through the law and the statute, it says that in order to sell to someone, you have to do, you know, look into how old they are. You have to make an effort. And it says that's either by searching their driver's license or any other form of verification. So Yeah.
Here's something else that's interesting. So there's five commissioners appointed by the governor who make up the Liquor Control Commission. And certain conduct is only allowed with commission approval, such as sales on Sundays for retailers.
Okay.
Also, how about if you have a business and you have an event outdoors, such as a big tent? You have to get permission from the commission in order to do that. Dancing and entertainment or topless activity require approval.
Oh, wow.
Not topless. So if you're having a party and someone wants to go topless,
right,
you don't need approval to have a party.
Right.
I'm being funny.
Right, right.
By the way, I have to dust after the show.
Yeah, now that we've been talking about it, I'm looking around our studio thinking I've done a pretty bad job maintaining it in here.
Yeah,
so
you need to dust.
Yeah, I will. I'll get on that for sure.
Because if you're just tuning in, during the first segment, I was telling a story how as a man, I had to dust my house for my family coming over, and I wasn't quite sure how to go about doing that. But it cracks me up to think that, you know, some of my friends and some of our clients, especially these guys that work out on the rigs
or
blue collar men and women, you know, come home after work, honey. Hi, honey. What are you going to do tonight? You going to take the dog for a walk? Well, no, honey. I thought I would dust tonight.
Yeah, no, I think that's a movement. We should hashtag start dusting.
Start dusting. I want all women, and I hate to say this because men do dust and clean, not many of us, but I want all the women out there, take your man to the store and show us the proper dusting equipment.
Please.
Because
please.
I just dusted with a piece of paper toweling, which isn't really dusting. It was wiping.
Yeah, well, and like you said, thankfully you keep up on it, so it wasn't too big of a deal. But I need to figure out if Pledge is the right substance to use.
But you would think with those little feathers at the end of that dust handle, that I don't get how that picks up dust. I would think it's just going to move dust all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. The microfiber, I guess, picks it. I don't know. That's science, right?
Absolutely. But there are things back to, we're talking about the Liquor Control Commission and obtaining a liquor license. By the way, Michigan was, as you said earlier, was the first state to repeal the 18th Amendment.
Oh, wow.
Isn't awesome. That unbelievable?
Yeah. Michigan has a big history with, you know, especially now craft beer and all that kind of stuff is really starting to come up. So I can see Michigan being a, you know, definitely a pro-alcohol type of place.
I just think if you're a business owner, obviously what I would recommend with any law is to make sure that you understand what the laws are, the regulations, what the commission requires if you hold a license, and have a compliance checklist.
Absolutely.
And renew it on time. Make sure you train your employees and just maintain orderly business documents. Also, if there's a worker, you know, make sure he or she has not worked somewhere else and has violations.
Right, right.
You don't want people coming in buying from their friends.
Oh, and that's the biggest thing, especially in a college town here. You really have to vet your employees and let them know it's a business, and the business can get in trouble just because of the actions of one employee. So it's important, like I said, to vet your employees and let them know exactly the proper procedures to go about to make sure that you don't get any violations, because law enforcement can search whenever they want. They can go in and search and do their procedure checks whenever they feel necessary. So
right. I mean, well, if you have a store, the Liquor Control Commission actually has individuals who oversee this part of the state is what it is.
Right.
And that individual can call you up and say, hey, I'm going to be stopping by. Or they don't have to. They can just come by your establishment and hang out and watch you to see if you're complying.
Right.
And so I just wanted to specify, hey, yeah, we have to go to break.
There we go.
But I want to continue talking about this. And we have some more United States of weed updates. And we're going to talk more about dusting.
Yeah, can't wait.
And we're playing Dust in the Wind on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with Dust in the Wind, appropriate for today's show, because we're talking about, amongst other things, Tyler, what?
Dusting and marijuana and liquor license, but mainly dusting.
I don't know how dusting goes along with alcohol and legalized cannabis, but again, during the first segment, I acknowledged as a man, I dusted my house for the first time because my sister typically does it. And I think it's important to dust.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have dogs, allergies.
Yeah, that's big, especially with the weather change coming up.
It just cracks me up. Hey, honey, what would you like for Christmas? Well, dear, I would like you to get me some dusting material.
Right.
I need to do more dusting.
Right, that's funny. That's
funny. You need to help out more around the house. That's a horrible woman's voice, isn't it?
It's not the best.
I don't have a female voice.
At least we understand what you're trying to do.
I do have some voiceovers I can do.
Okay.
But sounding like a woman is not one of them.
Yeah, no, but it's good effort, Todd.
Can you do any impressions? I can do Howard Cosell.
Let's see it.
This is Howard Cosell coming to you live from the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We're in studio.
Okay.
Tyler B. Webb and Todd L. Levitt are currently in a dust-off.
No, that was pretty good.
How was that?
You were in character there.
Was that good?
Yeah, I liked it.
How about John Wayne?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you something, Pilgrim. It's about time you dusted this studio and your apartment because it needs it pretty bad.
Good effort. I mean,
how was that?
It was all right. I mean, I don't know.
That's all I got.
If you're John Wayne's stunt double quite yet, but we can get there.
John Wayne was and still is my hero.
Yeah, he was.
Does your generation know who John Wayne is?
I think the name hits heavy. I don't think a lot of people would actually be able to name stuff.
Have you seen any of his movies?
They're older, aren't they? They're like Westerns, right?
Well, he did Westerns. He did the Green Berets. He actually won an Academy Award. He did a lot of movies.
Wow.
No, but he was known for Western movies. He's my hero.
I think a lot of people think John Wayne, and who's the actor? I don't know why his name's failing me.
Are you talking about another Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. I think my generation would think that they're probably the same person, so I don't know why that name
We need to educate them.
Right. That's the problem with my generation.
Yeah, I can do Clint Eastwood.
Let's hear it.
So, you say you're having a bad day? Say hello to my friend. No, what was it? He had a saying. He did Dirty Harry. Eastwood did Dirty Harry.
Clint Eastwood's a stud.
And, make my day. Yeah. Come on, Tyler, make my day. Yeah. This is Howard Cosell in studio with John Wayne and Clint Eastwood.
There we
go.
Well,
I'll tell you. Anyway, let's go. Let's move on. We're going to lose our 55 listeners.
Sorry,
we just lost all our listeners.
Right. No, let's. Todd,
why don't we
tell our listeners what the typical penalty for someone that's going to get caught, maybe first-time person gets caught with cannabis. What are they looking at, do you think?
Possession of marijuana is a one-year misdemeanor, fines and costs. If you have no prior convictions, no misdemeanor felony convictions on your record, more than likely, almost in every case, you're not going to do a day in jail other than the day you got arrested. So you'll get credit for one day time served.
Okay.
But typically, it could be anywhere. And for instance, in Isabella County, 6 months of non-reporting probation, fines and costs up to $700-$800, okay. Alcohol drug assessment, marijuana class, maybe possibly some community service.
Okay.
But, what drives me crazy is when somebody gets busted, pulled over in a motor vehicle for tinted windows or tail light, and then, of course, the officer is going to say, I smell marijuana. Because under our constitutions, law enforcement can say whatever they want in order to entice you to say something.
Right. Yep.
I don't agree. We support law enforcement.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a huge supporter of law enforcement. But but as a citizen, if you give false information, you could be charged with a misdemeanor or felony.
Right.
Did you know it's a felony to make a false police report of a felony?
Wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah.
So you're my law clerk, Tyler B. Webb, senior law clerk, on his way to law school. Fire up chips.
Can't wait.
Over the years, we'll have clients who will, during the evening, put the car in a ditch.
Yeah, it's happened.
And look, do not drink and drive.
Absolutely.
Do not even if you have a legal right to possess cannabis, there are certain levels in which you should not operate a motor vehicle if you cannot do so safely. Okay? Or machinery. It's common sense. But there are individuals out there who will put a vehicle in a ditch, they'll freak out, get scared, take off, and call 911 and do not do this and file a report that their vehicle was stolen.
Yeah, that's that. When people are scared, they do crazy things. Absolutely.
Now, you are reporting a felony. You are reporting a felony that your vehicle was stolen. filing a false police report of a felony is a felony.
Right. So, yeah, they just
and if you make an insurance claim, now you're looking at fraud.
Oh yeah, that's a mess.
So do not do that. Do not do that. And folks, by the way, if you're involved in a fender bender, you cannot leave the scene.
Right.
Quite often, let's exchange information and we'll get we can either settle this outside of the insurance companies, or we can take care of this later on. I'm on my way to the store to buy some dusting supplies.
Right. Hey, I have to get there. Right.
Do not do that. In fact, if one party tells you that they don't want to stick around, you stick around and call
right. The
central dispatch or your local police department. You don't have to tie up 911 unless there's an emergency. But if you leave the scene, leaving the scene of an automobile accident or an injury accident is a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
6 points on your driving record and license sanctions.
Yeah, that's rough. Don't do that. Well,
good information.
Oh, absolutely. To help out our listeners. So if they, some of our listeners did get caught with cannabis, is there any way to get that off their record, or how is that going to work for our listeners?
First time offenders in the state of Michigan with no prior possessory convictions can utilize a Michigan statute MCL 333.7411. 7411, folks. So it doesn't require you to be of any age group. So if you're in your 50s, you're 18, 24, first-time offender, possession of not only cannabis, but there's other controlled substances.
Right, right.
You can utilize 7411, and once you satisfy the terms and conditions of probation, you walk away with no conviction, no public record. Law enforcement will always have a record, and the courts can always see it.
Right.
But that's a bite of the apple. And in the state of Michigan, if you're convicted of a drug crime, it attaches to your driving privileges.
Oh, wow. So you definitely want to make sure you can utilize 7411 if you can.
If you're walking down the street and you get caught with illegal drugs and you're charged with possession of that drug and you don't utilize 7411 or some other deferred statute available,
right,
it'll attach your driving privileges, not with 7411.
Yeah, that's not good.
Here's something crazy. Marijuana, cannabis, Schedule 1 drug under the federal government.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Mushrooms and LSD, Schedule 5.
Yeah, that doesn't...
How are the penalties for LSD and mushrooms lower than they are for cannabis? What is that?
Not a lot of explanation for that. Yeah, I don't know. The research that's come on cannabis, especially in the last 20 years, would definitely show that's... doesn't make sense, and there is no correlation.
The federal government, I'm hoping with the new administration, hopefully, because I'm extremely hopeful that something can be done with regards to the federal government and allowing banks and credit unions to accept legitimate cannabis cash.
Right. Yeah, that'd be huge.
And you're putting us citizens at risk by having citizens hoard cash, which is extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially now. Yeah. So do you think, and you're in the courts all the time working with all kinds of prosecutors, like you said, from Lansing all the way up to the UP. What is the feeling you're getting from prosecutors and judges about the new marijuana laws? Are they pro? Are they, is it split? What's your feeling?
Speaking of judges, Judge Mark Jernigan, I just found out that Roscommon County prosecutor, my friend, I considered him a great friend. He's a great guy. He's a great prosecutor. Is the new probate judge up in Roscommon.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. And also Judge Bob Bennett doing a great job up there.
Oh, absolutely.
Judge Noble, great judge. Big shout out to Judge Farrell up in Harrison, Clare.
Yep. Yep. Met Judge Farrell. He's awesome.
Mink Evans, great job up there. Karen, the magistrate. Clare County, great job.
I'll say a lot of our central Michigan judges are excellent.
Midland, excellent. Judge Carpenter, Karras, Beals, love them.
Hopefully they're listening.
Jeff, big shout out to Jeff Redding and the staff at the Midland County Prosecutor's Office. You're a great duster, by the way.
You can dust.
Your mother and father are going to be proud of your new dusting skills.
There we go. Yep.
After the show, we're going to the store and we're going to specifically look for dusting, stuff to dust with.
Right. There's probably a whole aisle. Just missing it.
But to answer your question regarding prosecutors and judges and the mood of the state, we have to go to break. And when we come back, I promise I won't deviate. I will get right to that.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Right here on
the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
With Tyler B. Webb filling in for Nick Morissette. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. Happy post-Thanksgiving, Tyler.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an awesome Thanksgiving. I hope yours was great as well.
Mine was fantastic. A lot of family food and fun.
Yeah, I hope all our listeners.
The three family food and fun.
The three important Fs, yes. And I hope all our listeners had an excellent Thanksgiving and traveling safely on this Sunday morning. So, Todd, where we left off with break was I was asking you, what is the mood around the courthouses in Michigan with these new marijuana updates and laws?
I like the reset for the listeners who are just tuning in.
Please.
Also, you are Tyler B. Webb, my senior law clerk, on his way to law school after he finishes up at Central Michigan University, my alma mater. Fire up, Chips.
Yep, fire up.
And go blue, baby.
Go blue. And
go
if you're
blue.
Just tuning in, catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Podbean. If you're traveling through, want to see what you missed, Todd L. Levitt Law Show. You can go right to centralmichiganlawyer.com, and it's right on the front page there.
And I wish all of our listeners and the staff and owners at Black Diamond Broadcast Group a happy post-Thanksgiving. And all the sponsors of this show and the radio station,
we really appreciate you.
When you hear the sponsors on our show, they're sponsors for a reason because I support their products.
Absolutely.
And I hope you do as well. We have some great sponsors. To answer your question, the mood of the prosecutors around the state, I feel it's now on the side of the people.
Okay.
More and more prosecutors, they still do their job. But they understand that the people in their communities that elected them, this is what they want. And that's important.
Do you think...
But the law enforcement is still doing their job.
Right. Do you think that it's going to free up, resources and availability for them to, pursue better or bigger cases that are maybe, more important, quote unquote?
I think the courts, law enforcement, and the communities need to find another source of revenue other than placing us citizens under arrest and where we lose work, time with our families.
Money.
What really gets me is when someone's arrested with like less than a gram.
Yeah.
The majority of my cases over the years have been a gram or less. That is so unnecessary. Back in the day when I was growing up and your family, Britt and Lara.
Yep.
If you got caught with alcohol, they would dump it out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was a big thing.
If you get caught with less than a gram, folks, Tyler, tell the listeners how much less than a gram is.
You're talking like $10 or less. I mean,
no, not the dollar amount.
Oh, you mean
like the actual.
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, enough for like a
And you
a
only
joint.
Know that because you've heard that.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Yes. Not, I'm not a medical cannabis user, but, in the industry with Ty, I've, come to know some of these things. But yeah, like gram is a very little amount relative to cannabis. You're talking like a beer can in a case. That's like the best reference I can make. So
yeah, it's just it would be nothing for law enforcement to just take it or destroy it and let that person go about their way because now they're being placed under arrest. They're going to have to post bond, possibly hire an attorney, court costs, classes, drug testing. What really gets me is all the random drug and alcohol tests. I get the alcohol testing for habitual offenders,
right?
But first-time marijuana offender, come on.
Yeah, it's rough. And like you said, I think a big thing is the money, the revenue. It brings in a lot of cash.
Well, I'm sorry, but they're going to have to find another source of revenue. But prosecutors, I would say it's 50-50. But the issue is law enforcement, they have to do their job.
Correct.
I don't blame law enforcement because they're just doing what the men and women in Lansing,
telling them to do.
Are telling them to do because right. They're the ones that pass the laws and the governor, they introduce them as bills, they go through a committee, and then the governor signs.
Right.
And then it becomes law.
And people should understand, because we are very pro-law enforcement, that there are cops out there and police, men and women that don't like having to enforce some of these laws, but like you said, it is their job and they have to do it. They don't want to lose their job because they let you go.
And, this past week, there was a number of officers around the country who were ambushed. One was murdered in Texas again. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And look, please keep our mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters safe. I have friends that I grew up with that are state troopers, that are deputy sheriffs, that are tribal officers, CMU police. I have some good friends on their department.
Absolutely.
And the City of Mount Pleasant and Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a college student, and I'm advocating. I'm telling you that my generation, for some reason at this point in time, has a very negative viewing of law enforcement, because I would say a lot of kids my age are doing things they shouldn't be doing. So it's rough right now, but people need to understand that it's better to respect these men and women because they keep us safe. That's what they're there for. So.
When you're in trouble and you need help, who are you going to call?
911.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And look, if you're pulled over on the side of the road, two things. One, keep your hands on the wheel as the officer approaches, so he or she knows that they will go home to their loved ones.
Right. Because
keep them safe. And if you have, by the way, if you're a CPL holder in the state of Michigan, you have to acknowledge that immediately.
First thing you should probably say.
Don't reach for it. Keep your hands on the wheel. And as soon as the officer approaches your window, it's a misdemeanor if you do not disclose that.
Right. My roommate's a CPL holder, and he was pulled over for speeding or something like that. And he actually didn't have his pistol on him, but he
doesn't matter.
He told the officer right away, and the officer was very, very thankful for that, because even though if you're legally carrying, the officers need to know that, because like you said, they're just trying to go home to their families as well.
We're a big Second Amendment show here.
Oh, absolutely.
We support the Second Amendment wholeheartedly here.
Yes, we do.
We love the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it's important.
It is important because we have a right under the Constitution. You know, the Second Amendment is there to protect us from our government.
Technically, that is literally why it was put in there. Yes,
that's why it was written.
The writers of the Constitution thought, well, hey, when we wanted to deflect from, you know, Britain and England, we needed weapons to be able to do that. And they thought, you know, at some point in time, maybe America will need that ability to do so as well. So, yeah, Second Amendment, very big here, especially here in Central Michigan. I mean, how can you not be?
Yeah, and we're not anti-government by no means. We just believe in the Constitution.
Right, right. And which is for the people, by the people, correct? We're schooling people on constitutional law today.
We are constitutionalists. Yeah, is that such a word?
Yes, I believe.
I love you. We need to look that up.
Yeah. No, I would say we're constitutionalists here, especially, you know, being a defense firm, we always have to stick by the Constitution. That is the number one thing.
Although, look, something in regards to the Constitution that upsets me is the Fourth Amendment. Because your rights, folks, under the Fourth Amendment to be protected against illegal search and seizure has been destroyed by not only the state courts, but the Supreme Court.
Right.
In regards to your rights in an automobile.
Yeah.
Your rights in your home, which is your castle, strong. But over the years, you know, there's a recent case last year out of Texas where an officer was lying in wait, keeping his or her eyes on a drug house. A motor vehicle passed the officer. The officer stopped the vehicle, thinking it came from the drug house. It was the wrong vehicle, but upon investigation, right, it was determined that the individual had illegal drugs. That person was arrested.
Yeah, and it held up.
What was the result?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but the result was is they decided that even if cops or police officers use quote unquote illegal tactics to obtain evidence, if the evidence is there and, you know, they are caught with substances or illegal activity, then it'll hold up regardless.
Well, let me just correct the word illegal tactics. The issue is, and I understand what you were saying, if an officer is under the belief that that individual participated in illegal activity and based on that belief, then approached and stopped someone, but it turned out not to be that person. They didn't do anything wrong. But then there's a crime that's taken place invisible, plain sight.
Right.
There's also something called the plain view doctrine, exception to the warrantless search.
Right.
Dude, I'm all over
it. Right. You're
I called you dude.
Right.
Dude, I'm all over it.
Big Lebowski reference there, right.
Dude. But in any event, if the officer, you know, once he or she approaches the vehicle and they see that there's illegal activity, and then that was upheld by higher courts, that's okay.
Right.
So if you're pulled over and the officer thought maybe you were speeding and you weren't, and then there's something in plain view, that's going to be upheld by the courts.
And that's, you know, some people I feel kind of not so sure about that because, like you said, they're worrying that they're sacrificing their rights.
Bottom line is, when you're operating a motor vehicle, wear your seatbelt, keep yourself safe, your passengers, remain sober.
Right.
Obey the laws, and guess what, folks? If you get stopped, you have nothing to worry about.
Right, that's the biggest thing. Just comply.
What gets me is a lot of our clients, when they're stopped, they have a cracked windshield, cracked taillight, their blinker's not working, they're speeding, tinted windows, something dangling from the mirror.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey, here I am.
Right. We have a lot of clients that call for driving, you know, license suspend, things like that. And you never should drive if you aren't able or aren't allowed to drive by the state. But they're doing, you know, they're driving, like you said, going 70 in a 55 or just, hey, here I am, pull me over. So that's one thing. Always be safe, folks, when driving. That's a big thing.
And just comply with the laws of the state of Michigan. You have nothing to worry about. But if you do, give us a call at 989-772-6000. Tyler, we have to wrap it up.
Great show.
Great post-Thanksgiving show. You will be back on a regular basis. Nicky Morissette is off for the holiday weekend. And we wish everybody...
We miss her.
We do miss her.
Yeah.
And we thank you for listening. We wish all of you a happy, healthy upcoming week. Safe travels home. And if you missed any portion of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, we are trending high on all the different formats.
Get ready for the Christmas music, guys. Also, not on this show.
Nothing but
like
rock
Todd
and
said,
roll.
Check us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Podbean, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Thanks for having me on, Todd. It was great.
You'll be back. We'll be back. Take care. Make sure that you wake up and live.
There you go.
I'm not just a litigator.
I'm an advocator.
Take us out.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative medicine needs, and Innovative Insulation Systems for those cold and hot days. Make sure your insulation pays.